Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with an update from Taurachi Gold, traded on the CSE under the symbol TRG and on the OTCQB under the symbol TRGGF. Chatting with the President and CEO, Cameron Teamstra. Now, Cameron, I just wanted to bring you on to get a general update here. The company has come out with some news over the last couple weeks, one being the now trading on the OTCQB. But I know from having you back on for the intro interview, that was back at the tail end of February. Taurachi Gold has some high-grade gold exploration targets at a couple of their projects, as well as this near-term cash flow potential at this Magistral property. That would entail really bringing a tailings facility into production or producing from that tailings facility. Take us through the progress here. Remind everybody the work that you're doing and what some of the key drivers are going to be this year as you guys look to, again, bring this tailings facility into production.
Thanks, Corey. Yeah, we're really excited to be working on this Magistral project in the Durango state of Mexico. We signed the purchase agreement back in February and just closed on that in early March. Since that time, we've been progressing on the permitting front, on the technical front, and the big first step there for us is engaging Ausenco Engineering to conduct a preliminary economic assessment. Part of that is going to be upgrading the historical resource of that tailings material to a 43-101 compliant resource, and also providing us with some bulk material from that tailings that represents the whole basin that we can send up to a lab for some additional metallurgical test work. And so right now we're just mobilizing an auger rig to the tailings site. That rig will be working for the next couple of weeks, doing some infill drilling and some confirmation drilling of the old drill holes that were there. And that will provide us with the material that we need, both for the 43-101 compliant resource estimate update, as well as for the metallurgical test work. So we're pushing that forward with Ausenco Engineering. And the reason why we're doing some of that metallurgical test work is to see if there's any way that we can modify the existing facility to potentially improve gold recoveries or bring down operating costs. This facility is essentially like new. It was custom built for processing these tailings, and it is a Merrill-Crowe system. The original operators converted it from carbon and leach to Merrill-Crowe to better handle some of the cyanide soluble copper that can be found in the tailings material. And so we're working with Ausenco as well to find ways to better mitigate the presence of that copper and reduce operating costs by reducing the consumption of cyanide during operations. So we're moving that forward. We've had some engineers on site taking a look at the electrical system. We plan on making an application to the National Energy Distributor in the next couple of months to get the plant actually hooked up to the grid. The power lines do go right out to the plant. We're just not connected yet, so it's mostly just a formality and a technical application to get us connected so we can get the plant energized. And then also looking at completing some of the flow sheet that's there right now in terms of the Merrill-Crowe system and finishing some upgrades to the tailing storage facility as well.
Okay, and just a quick note regarding that drilling at this tailings facility. It's really shallow drilling, right? You're using an auger drill. It's between 5 and 10 meters deep. Just to understand, still, or better understand what is in these tailings. Couple comments then here, Cameron. How quickly could this tailings facility be in production?
We're planning on bringing this facility online in the first quarter of next year. Like I said, the plant is basically like new. What modifications, if any, that we're going to make to the flow sheet will be dependent on the results of that Ausenco PEA. We expect to have the results of that PEA possibly as early as the end of this quarter. If not, then probably within the first couple weeks of Q3 of this year. That will give us a stronger idea in terms of a more definitive timeline to production, what sort of capital costs will be required. I mean, we are expecting this to be a very low capital requirement operation, given the fact that the facility has already been largely built. But we are planning for commissioning the plant in Q1 of next year.
Now, what kind of work needs to be done at the plant since it is so new and since it was designed for these tailings?
Well, there may be some minor modifications we can make to help mitigate the presence of copper, which will help bring down operating costs. But for certain, we'd like to make some modifications to the feed system. I do have some experience operating tailings recovery facilities, and based on my own experiences and some conversations with engineers that have visited the site, we see some real potential to upgrade the feed system to ensure that we can handle that sort of 1,000 ton per day feed rate that we're targeting there, particularly just to handle the clay and things like that can kind of build up in the tailings. It's not as easy as just feeding crushed ore that always has the same characteristics. So we'll be making some upgrades there. And then the tailings storage facility itself needs a little bit of work. The previous operators were in the middle of building a diversion ditch around the outside of it, and that was only about 80 to 90% complete. So we'll be doing certainly some work there as well this year.
Okay. And then I guess then you just decide when or if you're going to move into production at this. What are you hoping comes out of this PEA then? What are some of the goals and what would be the impetus to say, look, this is a great PEA. We need to bring this into production.
Yeah, we're expecting it to be pretty straightforward and really economic project. Like I said, since the plant is largely built, we're expecting to see capital costs and just a couple million dollars US to bring this thing into production. That will certainly be dependent on whether or not we need to make significant modifications to the flow sheet that Ausenco might recommend. And we're expecting to see, you know, expected production levels at 1,000 ton per day. Given the grade of the tailings is just over 2 grams per ton, we expect to see gold recoveries sort of in the 70 to 75% range, which would result in monthly gold production of about 1,300 to 1,400 ounces per month, or around 15,000 ounces per year. Given the size of the historic resource that's there on site, we expect that to provide feed to the facility at full production capacity for just under 4 years. But we're also looking at potentially acquiring some other tailings resources that are nearby that could potentially extend the life of the asset.
All right, let's now talk about some of the exploration that is ongoing at the Tarachi project. Give us an update of the drill, where it's turning, what's already been drilled.
Yeah, we're back in action at Tarachi. Right now, we're focusing on the Habali concession, which is part of our Tarachi South package of mining concessions in the Sonora State. We were drilling there towards the end of last year with some really positive results, sort of in the 4 to 6 gram per ton range over intercepts of about 15 to 20 meters. So we're following up on those. We had the underground drill rig turning again at the end of last month. We completed an additional 3 drill holes with that. Those 3 holes have since been sent to the lab. We're still experiencing some backlogs at the lab, and they expected a turnaround time of about 6 to 8 weeks. Given that we sent those a couple weeks ago, we should expect to start seeing results within the next month or so from those 3 holes. And then now we've since pulled the underground drill rig out, since we're pretty limited to how much drilling we can actually do from the underground workings. And we've also located a surface RC rig to site. And that surface RC rig will be targeting the zone that is south of the Ladura mine. So about 450 meters south of Ladura is another set of old underground artisanal workings that were targeting the same mineralized system. So right now with that surface rig, we're targeting that corridor, that 450 meter corridor between Ladura and these old Zaragoza workings. Particularly, we're targeting a priority zone about halfway down that we interpret as being the intersection of the main north-south trend between those underground mine workings and another zone we call the Baby Doll Zone, which has been exposed at surface through some road trenches and bulldozer trenches that's also mineralized with gold. And so, you know, as you know, most economic deposits of gold in the world can be found at the intersection of mineralized structures. That's why we're prioritizing this area for our surface drilling. And we've already completed one hole from there. It's also already been sent to the lab and we're waiting on assays, and we're working on the second drill hole right now.
This is true exploration, right? You're just trying to get a handle of if the grade continues, where the grade might be for maybe a follow-up program.
That's right. We're taking this sort of one step at a time. Our first round of drilling last year came back with some really encouraging results. We're following up on those to determine just how continuous the gold mineralization is in this system and to see if that is continuous between the north workings at Ladura and the southern workings at Zaragoza. And that really represents the potential on this mining concession to potentially host a resource between those sets of underground workings. And once we complete about 5 or 6 holes with the surface rig here, while we're waiting for the assays, we'll probably move up to our San Javier concession, which is in our Tarachi North block of concessions, in order to follow up with the drilling that we did there at the end of last year. And if you recall, some of our drill intercepts there were about 11.9 grams per ton over 2 meters and 5.5 grams per ton over 5.5 meters. And those were intersected in what looks like a significant mineralized breccia system. But we only intercepted sort of in the top 100 meters of that from surface. So We're going to be following up on those drill results as well in the coming month or two to target the deeper extensions of those mineralized breccia systems.
So is it just going to be pretty consistent then? Drill results out of Tarachi, but then also this auger drilling at Magistral, then obviously moving into that resource?
That's right. Over the next couple of months, we're hoping to start bringing drill assay results back and releasing those as we get them from Tarachi, both north and south. And as well, we should have some news flow coming out over the next couple of months as we push Magistral forward with the expectation that that PEA should be ready sometime this summer.
Okay, perfect. Well, Cameron, thank you for the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Cameron regarding Tarachi Gold, please email me fleck@kereport.com and I will get those answered for you. Cameron, keep us up to date on future news, please, and we'll have you back on. Thanks for your time today.
Will do. Thanks so much, Corey.